This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man sold a face. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So the big news story, the breaking news story, I saw this last night, I got a notice on my phone, is that the New York Times story, and that is that Trump campaign aides had repeated contacts with Russian intelligence. But they neglect to tell you that this is the exact, literally exact same story, word for word, that was put out months ago. Months ago, they didn't get any traction. So they've reworked the story now. And that's the breaking news story. Breaking news story. I'm going to get into that. The media today are patting themselves on the back for taking down somebody in the Trump administration. But as I said yesterday on the show, it should concern everyone. Every American, I don't care what your political persuasion is, that there are elements within the deep state that are now trying to overthrow our government. And I am not exaggerating when I say that to you, because that's what's going on. Now, think about this. The Obama administration, his intelligence agencies were watching, listening, bugging, taping, etc., etc. Everyone close to Trump for the past 18 months. Okay? Now, listen. All they could come up with was that months ago, General Flynn mentioned the sanctions to a really pretty much a nobody Russian ambassador in a phone call. Now, these same intelligence agencies were looking for a smoking gun that showed Trump or his associates were working with the Russians to rig the elections. And if they had had that intel, think about it, it would have been leaked by now. Okay? Now, we are at a point now where it is time to say, "You're fired," to all these career scumbags that are in the intel agencies working against their own president. Okay? The worst part about all this is that now the Russians know we're listening to their calls. They even know some of the lines that were bugged thanks to these leaks. These leaks are a much bigger deal than anyone is saying right now. Tapping the phones of our government leaders and leaking the info of these calls is a treasonous act. And I am not overstating that. This is treason. It's a treasonous act. And it's coming from those members within the intelligence community as well as the Obama administration. The Obama administration is responsible for these leaks. The Obama administration has now set up a shadow government. I'm going to get into that in a minute. But this should be very, very, very concerning to anyone. And I find it also ironic and a bit disingenuous and, of course, highly hypocritical that the media was so upset about the leaks from David Petraeus' emails. Remember that? Remember how WikiLeaks released David Petraeus' emails? And, of course, the media was aghast by it. Media, the Democrat Party, making allegations that it was the Russians, that did this, even though Julian Assange told us time and time again. I don't know how many times he said, look, no, it was not the Russians. It was not the Russians that leaked this, okay? And the media, remember, but the media was aghast of the fact that they were just leaked. Okay? And, of course, they tried to pin it on the Russians. And yet now, this same media apparatus, they're not concerned about the leaks. No. The leaks don't matter to them. They don't care about the leaks. You see, because it was Trump. And so it's justified. You see, when it was against them, i.e., John Podesta. When it was John Podesta, they were freaking out about it. Okay? But now, they're not freaking out. No. And this just goes to show you how in the tank the media is for the Democrat Party and to try to bring down Donald Trump. Now, remember also Obama and his open mic moment. Remember that? With the then Russian president, Medvedev. Remember that? Where Obama had said to Medvedev, he whispered in his ear, that he would have more flexibility to work with Russia after the 2012 election. Remember that? And again, the media had no problem with that. They didn't see any problem with it at all. It was no big deal. Remember? Well, I remember. And that's why it's literally comical. If it wasn't so serious of what's going on, it would be comical. It is comical, but yet it's very serious. And people should be literally freaking out about this. And I also find it interesting that the left doesn't even care about the fact that there are leaks going on from the intelligence community. Now, all of a sudden, the left is on the side of the deep state, the side of big government, the side of the surveillance state. It's amazing. Really, it's truly amazing that this is where we are. But this is where we are. So get used to it, because I think that this is what it's going to be like every single day. Every single day for the next 4 to 8 years. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents. And special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Shining a spotlight on the media minions, the Edward Woodson Show.
Hey, kids, shake loose, get a little spotlight, did something that you know to change the weather. Got a candle fight at the top of the night, so stick around.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. Now, the only reason that the public learned about this deal with General Flynn. By the way, this is literally a cover up of that there's no crime here. I mean, again, if there had been some type of crime, do you not think that this would have been released before the election? If there was some bombshell evidence that that the Trump campaign was colluding with the Russian government, do you not think that this would have been released before? Obviously. So the only reason that the public learned about this is because someone inside the U.S. government violated criminal law by leaking the contents of General Flynn's intercepted communications. Now, let me explain this. In the spectrum of crimes involving the leaking of classified information, publicly revealing the contents of SIGINT, which is signals intelligence, is one of the most serious felonies there are. Journalists and all other non-governmental citizens can be prosecuted under federal law for disclosing classified information only under the narrowest of circumstances, reflecting how serious SIGINT is considered to be. One of those circumstances include leaking the contents of intercepted communications as defined by 18798 of the U.S. Code. And let me read it to you. Whoever knowingly and willfully communicates or otherwise makes available to an unauthorized person or publishes any classified information obtained by the process of communication intelligence from the communication of any foreign government shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years or both. That Flynn lied about what he said to Russian ambassador Sergei Kislyak was first revealed by none other than Washington Post columnist David Ignatius, who has built his career on repeating what his CIA sources tell him. In his January 12th column, Ignatius wrote, according to a senior U.S. government official, Flynn phoned Russian ambassador Sergei Kislyak several times on December 29th, the day the Obama administration announced the expulsion of 35 Russian officials, as well as other measures in retaliation for the hacking. That senior U.S. government official, of course, has been unnamed, that government official committed a serious felony by leaking to Ignatius the communication activities of Flynn. Understand what's going on. Yet, I doubt very seriously that anyone will be brought to justice. In fact, let me play this for you. Here is David Ignatius talking about this. By the way, I just want you to understand something. Okay, understand something. And I talked about this yesterday, but I want to reiterate this again. The Washington Post, which was bought by Jeffrey Bezos, that owns Amazon, it was bought by Bezos for $250 million, which, again, is a fire sale for the Washington Post. Shortly thereafter, he was given $650 million by the CIA for what we don't know, more than likely, to shill for the CIA. Now, why don't you listen to David Ignatius and what he had to say about this whole thing? Because, you know, they're all patting themselves on the back now. I think they've done a great job. Okay?
The result. Okay, back to you, David, because it's your reporting here that sort of created, moved history along here. Trump blames you, basically, for putting in stories in the Washington Post, which is doing a hell of a job on this whole front, and so is the New York Times. You guys are battling it out like the old days. I love it, because we're getting great coverage. You had this story last night. You must have been up all night with it.
No, all he was doing was repeating what he was given by his CIA handlers.
It's gone. It's great stuff.
Journal
missed the story. Poor journal.
So it's been a good time for our business. We're doing our job. It does worry me that the president has now identified illegal leaking as the thing he's most worried about.
Right, and you're the one doing it. But again, remember what a big deal it was. Okay. That they were leaking Petraeus' emails. Remember how outraged they were by the leak. Now they don't care. No big deal.
Also worries me that Devin Nunes, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, said the same thing today. So there's an attempt to focus on the leaking of information, not the underlying behavior. That's worrying. Let me just know.
Stop. Isn't that exactly what they were concerned about? The leaking of the information, not... what was in the emails, remember this? In the Petraeus emails. I mean, not the Petraeus emails. I mean, Podesta. I don't know why I keep doing that. In the Podesta emails, remember this. All the stuff that came out, that was all true, because it was Podesta's emails, that they had given the questions to Donna Brazil. All the stuff that came out. How they torpedoed Bernie, all that. They didn't care about the content, but now they're now concerned about the content.
An interesting thing that came out in the last 24 hours. We now know that Jim Comey, the director of the FBI, was reluctant to allow the acting attorney general, Sally Yates, to give this information to the White House, showing that Mike Pence had been lied to, because she was afraid that the White House would interfere with the FBI's ongoing investigation.
She was afraid, or Comey was afraid?
Comey was afraid. Comey said, Madam Acting Attorney General, don't give them this information. He later changed his mind. What does that tell you? It tells you that the director of the FBI is worried that the White House is going to sabotage an ongoing legal investigation. That's really disturbing.
You know, that's to a lot of people on the left, the progressive side of the politics who watch this show, a lot of them, they would be surprised because they thought Comey had his finger on the scale against Hillary Clinton for Trump. Now, I think he's an institutionalist myself, and this would bear that out, right?
Well, I think it means that he wants to preserve the integrity of this investigation. We should all, I mean, the only way we're going to get out of this thicket is that these investigations are completed and there are facts that the public accepts. And that's what Comey's trying to do, and he was trying to protect that.
Go ahead. I think that is also true, a calculation being made.
Oh, we'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Give me a call. Now, remember this. Now think about this for a minute. That all of these quote-unquote government officials that are leaking this information, they have committed major crimes, which can be hardly in dispute. In January, CNN reported that Flynn's calls with the Russians were captured by routine U.S. eavesdropping targeting the Russian diplomats. That means that the contents of those calls were obtained by the process of communication intelligence from the communications of a foreign government, which in turn means that anyone who discloses them or reports them to the public is guilty of a felony under the statute. Yet very few people are calling for a criminal investigation or the prosecution of these leakers at all. At all. Okay? Now, the whole reason that these that this information was leaked, there's no it's basically vindictiveness. on the part of the intelligence community. It's not a noble reason because they're concerned about that there's anything illegal going on, because, in fact, if there was anything major going on, this would have come out. But what is bizarre to watch is that over the last 8 years, Mr. Obama implemented the most vindictive and aggressive war on whistleblowers in all of U.S. history. So it's really hard to put into words how strange it is to watch these very same people from both parties across the ideological spectrum who called for the heads of Edward Snowden, Bradley Manning, Tom Drake, and so many other Obama-era leakers, yet it is surreal to watch Democrats act as though lying to the public is some grave firing offense, when Mr. Obama's top national security official, James Clapper, got caught red-handed, not only lying to the public, but also to Congress about a domestic surveillance program that courts ruled were illegal. And despite the fact that lying to Congress is a felony, he kept his job until the very last day of the Obama presidency. Democrats have suddenly rediscovered the virtues of illegal leaking. See, they're okay with leaking now. Really? Again, if you were not concerned about the leaking going on before, or if you were concerned about the leaking going on before, but now you're not concerned about this leaking, then you're a hypocrite. I mean, you're straight up hypocrite. And these are serious felonies that are going on here. Yet no one seems to be that concerned about it in the mainstream media. In fact, they are patting themselves on the back. It's really amazing to see the hypocrisy going on. Really, I've never seen anything like it. And the fact that, again, you have members in the intelligence community that are faceless, non-elected bureaucrats that are entrenched deep in the government. In fact, that's why they're called the deep state. Like, when I talk about the deep state, that is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about elements within our intelligence community, within our government, that are faceless, non-elected bureaucrats. This is why, and this is what Donald Trump talked about, the swamp, draining the swamp. This is going to be a lot harder than originally thought. And for all the people out there that are listening to my show that thought to themselves, oh, we won, now we can just chill and we can govern, it's not going to be that way. It's going to be a fight every single day. It's going to be a fight every single day. And notice the usual cast of characters coming out against the president. Lindsey Graham, John McCain, Marco Rubio, the mainstream media, people like Bill Kristol at the Weekly Standard. By the way, I don't think anybody even reads it anymore. All these people, okay, You have to understand what's going on here. And it should be very troubling, frankly, that these individuals, and by the way, and I'm going to get into this in a little bit. We are now hearing reports that the Obama administration is the source of these leaks, which doesn't surprise me at all. Doesn't surprise me. Obama has said he's going to not going to leave Washington. He wasn't going to go anywhere. And so this is classic Alinsky rules for radicals tactics. This is exactly the point here. And the fact that if you think about it, what General Flynn did was nothing. I mean, I am struggling to find exactly what the problem is here. Exactly what he did that was illegal or so wrong. I mean, from a practical standpoint, you obviously reach out to foreign governments before you take office. It's not like January 20th, all of a sudden you just start making phone calls. No. You obviously start making phone calls before January 20th. That's how it works. Okay? And everybody knows that. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, SomaBiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that SomaBiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. SomaBiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of SomaBiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
When America can't find a hero, it finds a villain. Welcome to the Terror Dome. The Edward Woodson Show.
Bam! Don't believe the hype. Welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. We are joined now by my good friend Bob Ney from Talk Media News. Bob, how are you?
I'm good. Now, you're still mad, right? I always like that. He's still mad. You're still angry, right? Okay.
Of course.
All right.
What's happening?
Well, looking at a lot of things. The nominee just, I'm sure you got this newsflash, just withdrew for Labor and Booster. And, of course, that's because three Senate Republicans told him they weren't going to vote for him. It was probably more about 10 of them. And so he withdrew about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, I did see that. I don't blame him. Why do we want to put himself through all this? You saw the same thing with Vincent Viola, the guy, the Army Secretary. He did the same thing because I just think that at a certain point, when watching what's going on in Washington, I think a lot of people would say to themselves, "Hey, why do I need this? I've got a great life. I come from the private sector.
Right.
I don't need this, right?"
Right, and there was no use for him to continue on YB. If you're going to go through the system and go through all that and you don't have a chance to have the votes from the Senate, from the Republican side, why do it? The big issue, I watched the press conference that occurred, the meeting with Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel, and Donald Trump, President Trump, and the question, of course, came up, and the president talked about what happened with Flynn. And then you look at the Senate Republican, and I'll go back to Republican reaction, where you've got a lot of mixed signals. But they're looking within the committee at this, but they're not looking at the fact of information was released concerning Flynn by our intelligence sources. They're looking at Flynn himself. And I mention that because despite what anybody, you know, listening out there may think of Donald Trump if they don't like him, there's still the issue of the intelligence sources leaking what they want to leak when they want to leak it. Our own intelligence sources.
Correct. And everyone, and I said this earlier on my show, every American, I don't care what your political ilk is, should be concerned about the fact that you have now elements within our intelligence community that are trying to bring down a duly elected government. That should be concerning, frankly, for everyone. That's really, I think, the big story that's being overlooked by the mainstream media. And that is that this is the kind of stuff that happens in third world countries, in banana republics. I mean, literally, this is exactly how they roll in third world countries. And the fact that you have the intelligence community, i.e. the CIA, that is involved now in, and I dare say, in a coup d'etat against our duly elected president should be concerning for anyone that is an American right now, frankly.
Well, it should, and, you know, I've talked to people, of course, who just loathe Donald Trump, and they'll tell you it doesn't matter, but it does matter just because they don't like him. People should still be absolutely alarmed. They should be alarmed, for example, and I said this with Hillary Clinton, Justice Department leaks from anonymous sources, that wasn't correct either. If they've got something to say, say it on the record. Anonymous leaks out of justice and anonymous leaks out of this, especially the intelligence community, are horribly dangerous. Wonder if there were leaks because of a rogue agent that doesn't like our policy in the Mideast and therefore leaks things that helps ISIS. You know, what about that, if somebody wants to think about the intelligence leaks?
Right, right. And not only that, you've also got individuals that are breaking the law, that are committing felonies. I mean, look, this is serious. This is the fact that there are journalists or people that are within the intelligence community leaking this sensitive information. These are serious felonies, and you and I both know that if you and I did that, we would be hauled off.
Forever.
yeah, exactly. Forever. I mean, you know, this is, and the fact that this is occurring and that everybody, I find it just so amazing that, you know, the same people that were so concerned about the Petraeus leaks, and they were concerned about the actual leaks. They remember the story was they, you know, it didn't really matter that what were the contents of the emails. It was the fact that it was being leaked. And now they don't care about the actual leaks. They're concerned about the contents of the leaks.
The email. Exactly.
It's amazing.
And again, until it happens to somebody, you know, a lot of people just don't care. And again, I'll go back to the Justice Department. The same thing. They do it. I've been through it myself. And, you know, personally, where they leak what they want. It doesn't have to be accurate. It doesn't have to have even a shred of truth about it, but they do it because they want to achieve the final result, which is to, you know, get somebody, or the final result in this case for intelligence community, to make sure that they will control, you know, who's in the White House is the message they're sending.
Correct. So that, if it was, look, here's the thing. And I've said this, throughout the last 18 months or so, to the establishment within Washington, they didn't really care if it was going to be Hillary or if it was going to be one of the other, you know, neocons like a Jeb Bush or any of the other people. But the fact that it was Donald Trump that emerged and won, this freaks them out to no end. And so, you know, now we're seeing the end result of this, which is, you know, not only is the Obama administration, involved in this, but you have obviously members of the intelligence community, and really it is so disturbing, and I don't understand why people are not more in Washington up in arms about it. It boggles my mind.
You know, Senator Warner was on television today, And I noticed something that he said on, I think, three occasions. I was watching it today for the news. And he was quoting Senator Burr, which Senator Burr is the Republican. Warner is the Democrat. And he kept saying today they were looking into these, you know, the Flynn issue. And he said, me and Senator Burr think. Senator Burr thinks. What the Democratic side, and they do it because the Republican side lets them. They'll stand there and make, oh, we're by, look at what me and Richard Burr, the you know, the Republican, thinks about this. And the Republicans, out of fear, play into this thing. And then they're standing there, and by all rights, they're letting Senator Warner, the Democratic side, kind of run the process. And whereas they should come out, frankly, honestly, Edward, and say, you know, speak for yourself. You know, I'll run the committee the way I want, because that's what the Democratic side would do to them if they ran the committee. So they patronize the Republicans, and the Republicans, out of fear, buy into it, I think. I've always argued that many Republicans, or some, I should say, maybe not many, some in the system in Congress, Edward, didn't want Trump at all.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't even want a Republican president. They didn't want a Republican president. You can raise money off of a Democratic president. You can raise a lot of money. Help me fight Hillary. You know.
There is absolutely no question about that. This is a truly bipartisan effort to get rid of Donald Trump, and we're seeing it playing out in D.C. All right, Bob, thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it, and I miss you, buddy. All right, take care. All right, the madness and the mayhem return in a moment. Do not go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.